Chapter 4, Throwing Textbooks. Magical Drafts and Potions by Arsenius Jigger was almost as bad a textbook as Professor Snape was a professor. The text was dense, the diagrams were old-fashioned, and Harry had to ask Hermione what half the words meant, and she eventually admitted that when she'd first read it over the summer, she'd had to use a dictionary to look up a lot of the longer words, which weren't used anymore in the Muggle world. It explained a lot about how well everyone did in potions class, Harry thought. Luckily for Harry's temper, which grew shorter with every chapter he struggled through, with no further luck at actually learning something from the book, good potion brewing involved a lot of crushing things, slicing things into small pieces, and making things blow up. The latter Harry hadn't realized you could do on purpose, but Fred clued him in. "I think otherwise little Harrykins is going to melt the good cauldron, George, and we can't have that." Being able to make red and orange fireworks whenever he got too frustrated by alchemical theory went a long way towards reminding him of the long game. Harry throwing his textbook across the Gryffindor common room one winter night brought the laughter and talk through the room to a grinding halt. It was Neville, keeping a wary eye on Harry, who retrieved it and dusted it off, offering it to him with an uneasy gleam in his eye. Harry glared at it. Neville swallowed and said in a rush, "Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them." "What?" "You should read Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them instead. The profiles list what potions include parts as ingredients, like dragon's blood. 1001 Herbs and Fungi does too, but you'd like Fantastic Beasts better."
"I would I?"
"Yes, so you should stop scaring everyone and read something else," Neville said, and then turned pale and wide-eyed, apparently pretending very hard that he hadn't said anything. Harry looked at Ron, whose shoulders were hunched and who was pretending not to be there, and winced. Hermione was apparently engrossed in a book, but her hair was covering her face, not pushed back behind her ears the way it normally was.
"Sorry, guys," he said.
He went to get his other books, leaving his classmates to their own tasks and games. As he climbed the stairs to fetch his things from his trunk, Harry couldn't help thinking, Neville's a really good friend.